people of Israel longed for Jesus. They didn't know it was Jesus for whom they longed, but they longed for Jesus just the same. They longed for an end to war and hate and poverty. They longed for an end to all the evils of the world. They longed for Jesus, as do we. When the rulers of the world are only interested in their own power, when immediate wealth and prosperity is always more important than the future viability of our planet, when people spout their opinions as though they're fact, even though those opinions have no basis in fact, when they spout their opinions oblivious to and unconcerned by the hurt they cause, don't we long for Jesus? In the beginning, the world that God created was good. In the beginning, the people that God created were very good. Soon after the beginning, things got bad. Sin infected the human race, and the human race infected creation. Created in the image of God, we thought we could be God, but we cannot. When we forget that we are the creatures and not the creator, we oppress those who have no power, and we compete against those who have power. When we forget that we are stewards and pretend that we are owners, we hoard and we steal and we cheat. We cling to what we can and we fight for whatever we want. When we forget that we are servants of God and of each other, we judge and we condemn, we push aside and we climb over those who need our care. This is the problem with our world. Sin infected the human race, and the human race infected the world. This is why we need Jesus to come. It's the same reason the people of Israel needed Jesus to come, even if they didn't know it was Jesus they needed. In John 3, we read that people loved darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. This is still true. How many of us prefer the concealment of the shadow to the vivid truth of the sun? How many of us guard our secrets because we cannot bear to be fully known? How much that is wrong with the world grows and morphs in the dark? How hard do we work to keep the light out, to keep ourselves hidden? We need Jesus to come because Jesus is the light of the world. In him is life as God intended when we were created, life that is bright and free and warm. Jesus is the light of the world that darkness cannot overcome. We may be afraid of what light will expose, but in John's gospel, we learn that God did not send the Son, Jesus, who is the light of the world. He didn't send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him, we need Jesus to come. Just like the people of Israel needed Jesus to come. This is what Advent is about. It's about Jesus coming. It's about Jesus coming, but not yet. It's about our waiting for Jesus to come. It's about our expectation that Jesus will come and that when he comes, he will right all the wrongs in the world and in us. This is our hope. So today, we're going to light the candle of hope, trusting, knowing, and hoping that Jesus, the light of the world, who was once God in human form, will cast out the darkness and all that hides in its shadows. We will light the candle of hope, trusting, knowing, hoping that Jesus, the Son of God, who came not to condemn us, but to give us life, will come again. We light the candle of hope, and as we do, I'd invite you to spend some time considering the God who was not satisfied to leave us in our mess or in the chaos of our world, but instead loved us so much he gave us his Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but will have eternal life.